In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Blessed third day, third Sunday of the great and holy fast, brothers and sisters. We are together in a profound and mystical way. We are united right now far more than we can ever be physically. As we both stand and offer our prayers together, as our prayers rise as incense to God's ears, we too are lifted up together and stand before God together, offering our common prayer. This brings me great joy and consolation despite the strangeness of what my physical eyes see right now. This Sunday, along with this entire week, which is the middle point of the 40-day period of the Great Fast, puts in front of us the precious and life-giving cross, which you saw us bring out earlier. It's placed in the center of the church for us to celebrate it, to venerate it, bow down before it, to embrace it and kiss it. This which was a tool of death, we embrace it and kiss it as a way of life and a path to life. We are told by the Holy Fathers that as we journey to Pascha, we are given the feast of the Holy Cross in the middle to prepare us for Jesus' upcoming crucifixion. And it reminds us that we, in this period of intensified prayer and fasting, of increased struggle, that this period has as its aim to crucify the sins and passions in our life. We have to remember that. That as we go through our ascetical practices during Great Lent, they are not a goal to achieve in and of themselves, but they are a way and a path that leads us to life by putting our sins and passions to death, by crucifying them. St. Paul writes to the Romans in chapter 6 that Jesus' death on the cross was a death for our sins, once and for all. So, he says in verse 11, you too must count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Therefore, because Christ has died for our sins once and for all, therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it. Do not let it. As Christians, the victory of the cross is actualized in our crucifying sin. The victory is in carrying the cross, enduring and struggling. Oftentimes, people will come to confession and say, Father, I'm struggling, and name their sin. Falling into sin is not struggling. The struggle is staying away from sin and battling against the temptation. We must continue to struggle. But when we fall, we get back up and continue to struggle. Out of love for the God who endured and struggled through all things, so that our reward for our struggle and endurance is the resurrection unto eternal life, the glorious Pascha. It's been mentioned several times how, of all times, this is really the most fitting time to be going through this pandemic of the coronavirus. The rhythm of our daily lives have been altered. Some of the things we have found security in, such as our health, finances, power and control, and many other things, they're all being shaken right now, which is good, The victory of the cross is a reminder that in times like this, times of struggle and difficulties, the one who created us, who gave us life, Jesus Christ the victorious, He is my rock. He is my foundation of stability. He is the ground that we should stand on and nothing else. You know, on the seal that is stamped on the holy bread, the portion that is cut out and used as a lamb has it inscribed on it. ICXC. I don't know if you can see it here. The ICXC NIKA. We cut out this section here and use it as the lamb for Holy Communion, which becomes the body of Christ. ICXC stands for Jesus Christos, Jesus Christ. And Nika, N-I-K-A, stands for the victorious. Jesus Christ the victorious. His victory over sin and death and all that comes along with it, including COVID-19. This is our reason for hope and courage and joy and peace as we struggle through and endure the difficulties that we are facing now and in all our life. Through those difficulties, we are purified, we are sanctified, and united to Christ and victorious with Christ. You remember the last 2 weeks we've celebrated victories. The church has given us victory after victory so that we can continue to endure and continue to fight and battle during this time of great Lent. He who desires to come after me, our Lord says. He who desires to come and be with me in paradise, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. This is what we heard in the gospel reading today on this Feast of the Cross. In a process called the Miller Process, where gold is heated to its melting point of 1,948 degrees Fahrenheit. In this process, gold is made into a liquid at this very high temperature and is pumped through with pure chlorine gas. And the chlorine gas binds with the impurities in the gold, forming chloride salts. And these salts move and collect at the surface of the liquid gold and are skimmed off, leaving the gold 98% pure. This method, which has been used for many years, is an example of our spiritual life. What we are facing these days and all the difficulties that we will face in life are an opportunity to be refined by the Master Refiner, Christ. In order to soften and melt down our hardened hearts, to bring our sins and passions to the surface so that we can see them and not be ignorant of them, so that we can recognize them and repent of them, confess them, and move towards purification. The only difference between the Miller process and our Lord is that our Lord's refining is 100% if we accept it. Does your husband, does your wife, your children, your boss, the driver in front of you, or illnesses, do any of these things or other things make life difficult for you? How do we respond to them? Should we cast them away, push them away? Do we lose our joy and our peace? Do we get angry? These difficulties and struggles, brothers and sisters, this is the path to purification. And therefore, like the cross, we embrace it as the path to victory. Then the light of Christ. Then the light of Christ will shine in you and through you, so that all might come to know our victorious Lord and find healing in Him. St. Makarios the Egyptian said, "No one can reach spiritual heights all at once or easily. There are years of effort and struggle, trials and all sorts of temptations before the passions cease to trouble you. In this way, if you've been tested with pain and labor, if you've bravely borne all the temptations caused by wickedness, you'll be found worthy of receiving all the great honors and gifts of the Holy Spirit and divine riches. You'll inherit the kingdom of heaven. Each of us gains the salvation of his or her soul by the grace of the Holy Spirit. But we also have to contribute our own efforts. May Christ, our true God, give us the courage and strength to struggle and endure the difficulties of this life, so that we might find victory with Him, and together we find paradise. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Forgive me.